Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Mr. Funky Teacher Talk episode. What I want to talk to you about is I speak for myself. That's right. This is all talking about how I speak for myself as an educator. When I make all of these different podcasts that I put out there, and if, you know, if they show up on social media, if they show up on my personal Facebook page or my Be a Funky Teacher Facebook page, or my Mr. Funky Teacher Facebook page, or if they show up on my Mr. Funky Teacher Twitter account, when I share those things out and the stuff that I share on them, I speak for myself. And I don't speak for my school district. I don't speak for my school. And I don't speak for fellow educators. I speak for myself. And so I think that's when I'm talking as an educator, and I have a lot to share as an educator, I'm coming from it from a point of view where I speak for myself. Now, there are times that I go on to, you know, we have a school Facebook page. And we have a school Twitter account. You know, and if I post, and I have access where I can post stuff on those accounts as those accounts. And when I post stuff on those accounts, you know, then I'm speaking, I guess, on behalf of the school, where I'm maybe sharing pictures from my classroom, or if I'm sharing and I'm talking like if I am my school, or I am the school talking on our school Twitter page, and it's just, you know, I have access where I can share stuff on those. And so, and that's where something where I wouldn't be sharing out like my podcast, and my podcast is more separate. So, but I want to make that distinction, because, you know, I talk about a lot of things. You know, I talk a lot about academics and teaching academics in different ways. I talk a lot about social emotional. Now, one thing, you will hear me talk about some challenges. You know, I'm very careful when I'm talking about my experience as an educator. I'm very careful to when I am talking about mentioning names. You know, where if I'm talking about a student, I might not tell you what year I taught that student. I could have taught that student last year, and I might say, hey, you know, 15 years ago I taught a student that, and then I'll tell a story around it. You know, I'm just trying to protect identities of students, you know, and I still try to be conscientious about not sharing so much information where, you know, I would be in violation of, you know, any laws where for confidentiality, because I'm that's the one thing I certainly don't want to do is I want to be respectful to the privacy of the students that I teach. I want to be respectful to other educators and administrators and schools and school districts. And so there are some things where I might talk about challenges in education where I might have experienced some of those challenges myself as an educator. But I might say something like, hey, there are some educators out there who might be dealing with this challenge. Now, I could have been dealing with that challenge myself, or maybe it's a challenge that I've had some education friends deal with, or I just know that that challenge is out there and I've been lucky enough to not deal with it. And so, you know, I won't just say, you know, I have this one educator I work with and let me tell you the problems I have with this person. You won't hear me say something like that because, you know, I want to be respectful to and be very, I have a very high self-awareness of being respectful of confidentiality. Now, I will praise. I mean, I mentioned in a podcast not too long ago, I talked about my friend Cody, who's an educator and works at another school in my district, and she's amazing, and I was talking her up. And I've mentioned my principal's name, Ben, before, and some of the really awesome things he does. And I've talked about some of the really good things our district has done. Now, we face challenges. I see challenges that the district that I work in, I see challenges that district faces and works through. Our district is not perfect where I work. And the school where I teach is not perfect. And there are challenges we face while I talk on these podcasts as a single educator, talking about my experiences, talking about my observations, and you'll never hear me get on a podcast or post something on social media where I'm bashing the school where I teach or the district where I teach. And I would caution anyone to avoid doing that, as you know, while I'm a very public figure when it comes to education and putting content out there and talking about education, and I'm very well aware of a lot of issues that where I teach, where we face. I also am very, very aware that some of those same issues other school districts face too. And so there's times where I'm just not going to get on. The podcast is not, this Mr. Funky Teacher Talk is not meant to bash any educators or any schools or any systems, or to really not bash the world of education either. I want it to be a resource. I want it to be a tool that can be used to help guide and shape and influence educators to do good out there in the world of education. Maybe they can grab some tidbits and some advice that can help them. And so if I turn this into a podcast where I'm just focusing on the bad out there, you and I know that if we want to start looking for the bad in schools or looking for the bad in districts or looking for the bad in fellow educators or look, I mean, there would be a long laundry list of things we could look at. I mean, and you know, I pick myself apart pretty good on these podcasts and I'm pretty transparent about my strengths and weaknesses because I'm speaking for myself, you know, and I will mention concerns that I see out there. But I'm very careful not to identify schools or districts or where that's happening. And so there might be some information that I omit for privacy measures, you know? And so it might be something I might be facing, and I might be right up in the middle of it, working through an issue in a district, in the district where I teach. But I might be talking about it's an issue that other districts are facing, and I've heard about a district facing this, and this is how some of those educators are handling it. And see, I might be talking about myself, and I might be actually talking about some friends who are dealing with it. And so when I talk about things, I'm not, everything I share when it comes to the stories I share and the experiences, I try to make them as accurate and truthful as possible, while also being true to the fact that I need to keep some form of, I need to keep a level of confidentiality as a professional. As a professional, I can talk about things, just like if I was a doctor, you know, I could, you know, if I was out there, I could talk about different things that I've experienced or seen or things I've treated. But doctors have to be really careful, you know, that they don't give out information that crosses the line when it comes to patient confidentiality or places of employment confidentiality too. I mean, and so that's, as professionals, we have to be aware of that. And that's what I want to encourage you to think about too, because there are some teachers, and I have seen some teachers out there, not necessarily teachers where I teach, but just, I know a lot of teachers. There's a lot of teachers I know, you know, and some that are friends and some that I just know of. And I've seen some things out there where teachers, they have nothing good to say. I see some teachers that will get on social media and bash their school or bash their school district or bash other educators, or say, maybe they don't say the name, but they say, oh, there's this educator that I work with every single day, and let me tell you something about him, or let me tell you something about her. And how unprofessional is that? This podcast, this Mr. Funky Teacher Talk, will never be a place for me to just vent and to let out all my woes. I want it to be a place of solutions, not a place of just venting problems. Because I truly believe that if we're not solutions oriented, then we're going to simmer in our problems and we'll eventually cook to death in that, when we sit in our problems. And so it's got to be solutions oriented. And so that's what I want this podcast to be about. That's what I want. Anything tied into, you know, the, you know, who I am as Nicholas Cleave educator. Years ago, my students called me a funky teacher, and then kind of evolved into Mr. Funky Teacher, you know, and, you know, the Mr. Funky Teacher, I don't know, brand, I guess, or Mr. Funky Teacher, you know, my nickname, Mr. Funky Teacher. You know, I don't want to ever bring shame upon myself as an educator, as Nicholas Cleave the educator, who is the same as Mr. Funky Teacher the educator. I'm one and the same. It's not like it's my alter ego personality. I'm Mr. Funky Teacher Nicholas Cleave. And whether I'm Mr. Funky Teacher or I'm Nicholas Cleave, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be funky, and I'm going to be playful, and I'm going to bring in the energy, and I'm going to try to meet my students' needs. Me, as an individual, I'm going to do the best I can. And now I don't teach in silo. I teach with a lot of other educators who I work in teams with. I have several different teams that I work with in communities. And so I'm a team with several different, I'm a team in my grade level team at my school. I'm a team in my grade level throughout the district. I'm a team in other different aspects when different committees I'm on. I'm also a team in I have communities online of people who follow my podcast and follow me, and I follow different people on Facebook and Twitter and different people, and those are teams in their own respects. And I think that we want to use social media, we want to use communication as a force of good, not as a force of just complaining. You know, there might be problems that we have to work through, and there's can be problems. I bring up problems that in the world of education faces on this podcast, but I don't simmer in them. And I'm very careful about, once again, being careful about if I'm directly tying into it, or if because I don't want to say it's happening at my school or if it's happening in my district, or, you know, unless it's something really good that I'm seeing. And so as professionals, we have to be careful about that. Whether you have a podcast yourself or not, even if you post something online, we don't want to, as educators, we have an influence in the community that we have to be aware of that matters. And educators, well, sometimes it might seem like we're not valued or we're not appreciated on a large scale in communities. And that's sometimes. I think there's so many people who do value educators and respect educators and trust educators and trust us. And just if we're out there bashing, if we're out there talking about all of the problems that we have and just simmering and boiling in those problems, you know, or if we're, more importantly, if we're talking crap about students, I had a friend of mine, she came to me, she was so upset because she was out. This nursing friend of mine, she went out with her nursing friends and she was really upset because she ran into this group of educators that were bashing some students in their classrooms and saying their first name, last names. It's like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And that just makes the whole world of education, that just makes the whole world of education stink. And it brings shame upon our profession. You know, we have enough challenges that we face as educators to show that we truly are professionals, and that we're competent professionals, and that we impact lives. And, you know, it's easy. One of the first groups of educators that sometimes is attacked are educators, you know, but we have to be really careful that we just don't go out there and start looking combative. You know, I always teach my students about you fight hatred with love. And there are people out there who hate on teachers. Maybe they had a bad experience with a teacher, and so they're very hateful towards teachers, and they're very suspicious and judgmental sometimes towards teachers. Or they might hear something and they jump on the bandwagon of hating on teachers. And there's a lot of people who have a lot of opinions about educators, and yet they couldn't cut it themselves as an educator if they were put in that position. And so we have to, but yet, we don't want to go off on the attack mode where we're just attacking. I think we as educators are better than that. I mean, can we defend ourselves? Does that mean we have to be doormats? Absolutely not. I think it's important for us as educators to be able to defend ourselves and to justify ourselves and to protect ourselves, but we can do it in a civilized manner, manner, where we don't look like raging lunatics. Because where's that going to get us as professionals? We're professionals. We are professionals, just like an attorney or a doctor or a nurse or, you know, a business leaders. We are professionals. And you know, there's a lot of different professionals out there. There's electricians that are professionals and plumbers that are professionals, and there's mechanics that are professionals. And you can get into the white collar, blue collar. I'm just talking about as professionals where we're supposed to be experts, so to speak, when it comes to teaching. We're supposed to be we're supposed to be experts in the teaching pedagogy, and just because we might be experts doesn't mean that we're done growing and improving. You know, you could have someone who's a doctor. I would call someone who is a doctor is an expert in medicine. It doesn't mean that doctor is done learning. That doctor still might have to learn some stuff too. So I think it's okay there's different levels of expertise that teachers bring and where they work together. And so when we're in the realm of professionals, and we have to act like professionals. And so we have to think about how we speak about colleagues, speak about the places where we work, the communities where we teach. We have to think about the things we say. And so I will never go on and just start attacking fellow educators I will not attack fellow educators or schools or districts that I teach at or where I work or even that I know of. If I'm expressing a concern, you know, I'll try to disguise that when I'm speaking about a concern that I have in some way. And it's not that I'm trying to be untruthful in my storytelling. It's just I might have to tweak things in a certain way so I can keep the professionalism and keep the, you know, because there's sometimes sometimes there's things that I could say that would be dead giveaway of, and people who might be listening to this, who might know me, might know who I'm talking about. So I got to be careful of that. Unless I'm talking about something good. Like, once again, I've mentioned some education people that I know, but I spoke very highly of them. You know, if there's an educator that I'm having problems with, I'm not going to sit there and say the person's name or get into details about how that person and I are or are not getting along. I have to be very careful of that, or say specific students. If I am talking about specific challenges with students, I have many years that I can mix and match talking about that with, and I still withhold some information where I might say he instead of she, or she instead of he, or kind of change some stuff around, not to be dishonest, but to protect privacy, because, you know, there is a legal aspect that I have to do, that I have to attend to when I talk about education. And we, whether I'm doing it on here, have to be aware of that. Even you have to be careful of that. Like, if we're posting pictures of students, we have to make sure that there's no privacy holds on students, and that we can post pictures of students on social media. I post pictures of my students all the time on our school's Facebook page and different things that we go to, as long as none of them have privacy holds. You know, and if I am posting on behalf of the school on our school's social media, you know, even like grammatical errors, I'll double check, triple check, quadruple check, because if it's peppered in grammatical errors, I mean, that makes our school look bad. So we have to think about, in a very transparent society now, especially with social media, we have to be aware of what we say. And so I just want to take some time to talk about, I do speak for myself. I speak for myself. My experiences are mine, or observations I've made. You know, but I do protect students' privacy. And so, you know, so someone as a professional, I have to. This is what I would have to do. And that's what I would expect another professional to do too. And so that's what I expect, and would encourage you to do as well, because I don't want anybody getting themselves into trouble, you know, especially a highly effective professional educator. I don't want them to post something to get themselves into trouble. So really come into education as a solutions-oriented type of a thinking instead of a venting, way of venting. Because if you're, you know, and if you feel the need to complain, boy, be careful of that complaining word. If you're going around just complaining all the time, that can be very toxic to your own thinking and to your own education. If all you can think of is nothing but negatives and complaining, that's poisoning your whole mannerism, your whole energy level that you bring to education. If all we think about is complaining or look at the bad and everything, it's toxic. And when we can become toxic teachers, toxic educators, and that can be poisonous to learning environments in schools, in districts, in communities, poison. And so there's some things I need to think about. And so just know that is something, when I post stuff or share stuff in my podcast or on my social media, I speak for myself. And so I'm not speaking on behalf of a place that where I teach. Like I teach in a school, in a district, and I don't speak on behalf of my school or my district. I don't speak on behalf of the college where I teach either. I teach part-time for a college as an adjunct instructor. I've done that for nearly a decade. As an adjunct instructor, I don't speak on their behalf either. I speak on my behalf with my expertise, with my experience, with my knowledge, with my experiences and my observations. And I speak from an educational expertise point of view. I'm not speaking from a medical point of view. I'm never, my podcast, I never talk. I'm not sharing any legal advice. I know some legal stuff in terms of laws I have to be careful of, like privacy that I've talked about here in this episode. And so, but I'm not speaking as a lawyer. I'm not giving legal advice. I just know that there are things that I have to be careful of. And we all have to be careful of not get ourselves into legal trouble. And so, and I'm not offering medical advice or psychological advice or anything like that. I'm speaking from a educational expertise that is applicable to my educational training that I have received and the experiences I've had and observations. So I think that's an important distinction. There's, of course, there's medical experts and there's legal experts out there that if you want to get into some of that stuff more, I would encourage you to consider talking to a medical expert or legal expert. If you have more questions on those legal or medical expertise type of things, because I'm talking from an educational point of view when it comes to academics and social emotional and being a highly effective educator that is dedicated to helping students be successful and experience success socially, emotionally, and academically. And so that's ultimately what I'm all about. So I speak for myself, and when you're out there posting on social media or talking about education, be aware that you have to be careful that you're not speaking on behalf of your district or speaking on behalf of your school. So just be careful of some of that stuff when you're talking on social media or talking, you know. So some stuff just to think about here. This was not a typical a little bit different of a podcast, but I think it's still important to talk about nonetheless. So if you found value in it, I'd love for you to share this out. Also, go on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review. Go into your day and be a funky teacher. Bye now.